Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, April 30th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things happening, wrapping up in Lansing as the legislators head home for the weekend. Very productive week for the House Republicans. They got their budget proposal passed, sent over to the Senate. It's now being reviewed in the Senate. And if they can conference it out, work it out, smooth out the differences between the House version and what the Senate is working on, it will then go to the Governor Gretchen Whitmer way early for her consideration and signature. So very productive week in Lansing. They've got some wrap-up things that we're going to be talking about in today's show. We've got also a legal situation that is being launched here in Antrim County by the Antrim County Clerk, Victoria Bishop. She has been in consult with an attorney, Kevin Kievsky, who ran for Attorney General in the Republican Endorsement Convention back on March 28th in Novi. He has sent a retainer agreement to her. She's reviewed it, and now we need to raise money to fund it. As soon as the funds are raised, the retainer is paid. Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop is suing Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Director of Elections at the Bureau of Elections Jonathan Brader, the State Department of Michigan, and any other pertinent parties regarding Jocelyn Benson's illegal rules that she has implemented to handle this year, 2026 elections. This will be handling these rules that she's self-imposed without getting legislative approval on, will affect this coming Tuesday's May 5th special election in the 35th State Senate District. It will affect the August 4th primary elections, both the Republicans and Democrat Party, and it will affect the November general election, November 3rd. Well, after much prayer, thought, reflection, but more importantly, researching her response to the demand letter sent by Jonathan Brader, the director of the Bureau of Elections, to Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, on April 14th. She responded to his demand letter by Monday, April 20th. Well, in doing the research for her response, her reply back to him, she discovered that Jocelyn Benson violated not one, but two federal statutes. Discussing it with an attorney, discussing it with Pat Kobach, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate, she has expressed an interest in pursuing a lawsuit against Benson, against the Bureau of Elections, against the director, Jonathan Brader, State Department, everybody, to stop these rules from being implemented in this year's elections. An election, by the way, that Jocelyn Benson is running for governor and will be the Democrat candidate against the Republican in November, and of course, independent candidate Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit. I've got the whole story here. Breaking news, breaking story. Hour number one, today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Breaking news story this morning. A fundraising donation website has been set up to raise $50,000 to pay the attorney on behalf of Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, who is not only defending herself, but is also going on the offense and suing Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. If you go to givesendgo.com and search for Antrim County Clerk, A-N-T-R-I-M, County Clerk, the campaign will pull up. What you'll see is the bright yellow with black lettering, vote for Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. Restore election integrity in Antrim County. Her business card that she used during the campaign. There is a second picture of that card. When you arrow over to the right, you'll see her entire business campaign card. August 6th, Republican primary, vote for Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. Quote, restore election integrity in Antrim County. Paid for by the committee to elect Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. The title of the Give, Send, Go fundraising donation website, Antrim County Clerk both defends and sues Michigan Secretary of State. Antrim County, Michigan is located in the northwest lower peninsula between Traverse City and Charlevoix, Michigan. Back in the 2020 November presidential general election, then Antrim County Clerk Cheryl Guy admitted to making some, quote, human errors in administering that election. On election night, those errors showed unofficial results that Joe Biden had received more votes than President Donald Trump in the very conservative Republican county. After much turmoil, both state and national headlines, and even a lawsuit brought by Antrim County resident William Bailey against the county and its clerk, it was finally corrected, and Donald Trump was eventually declared the winner. Then it says, read more, you click on it, and this is what it says on the Give, Send, Go website. Fast forward to January of 2024. Cheryl Guy shared that she was going to retire and not run for re-election as the Antrim County Clerk. Businesswoman Victoria Bishop decided to then run for the Republican nomination for clerk on the platform to, quote, restore election integrity in Antrim County, end quote. Victoria Bishop won the August primary election against four primary opponents, with Victoria Bishop going to be printed as the only Republican candidate on the November 5th, 2024 general election ballot. Cheryl Guy announced that she was coming out of her retirement and was going to run a writing campaign against Bishop. Bishop received 62% against Guy's 38%. Even with Guy receiving both Republican and Democratic support in the county and from Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. After being sworn in as the newly duly elected Antrim County Clerk, 2025 proved to be a difficult year for Victoria Bishop. On January 23rd, she underwent a double mastectomy. While home recovering a week later, January 30th, she experienced a heart attack. While undergoing an angioplasty to insert a stent in her heart, the cardiologist noticed a dark spot on her left lung, which later proved to be early stage 1 lung cancer, unrelated to the breast cancer. 8 doses of radiation so far has kept the tumor from getting any larger. All the while, when not in the hospital, Victoria Bishop went to work in reading the entire State of Michigan Bureau of Elections, also of course referred to as the BOE, Qualified Voter Files Manual, also referred to as the QVF. After learning the procedures for observing irregularities in the QVF, Clerk Bishop began to verify the information with the registered voters by mailing them a postcard approved by the Bureau of Elections and printed by one of their approved vendors, Election Source, for them to fill out and return the information back to the Antrim County Clerk's office with postage prepaid. On April 14th, 2026, folks, that was just 16 days ago, Jonathan Brader, Director of Bureau of Elections within the Secretary of State's office, sent a demand letter, quote unquote, to Clerk Bishop, requiring her to provide all the information he demanded by April 23rd, 2026. Director Brader threatened Clerk Bishop with criminal prosecution if she failed to provide the information he requested. Clerk Bishop responded on Monday, April 20th, 2026, with the requested information and is still awaiting a response from Director Brader. However, while researching her response, Clerk Bishop discovered that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who just happens to be leading in the polling to be the Democratic nominee for governor in the 2026 election cycle, has recently implemented, quote, administrative rules, end quote, for this year's elections in Michigan that conflict and violate two federal election laws, the Help America Vote Act, referred to as HAVA, H-A-V-A, and the National Voter Registration Act, also referred to as the NVRA. In closing, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has consulted with an attorney and has decided that she must file a lawsuit to prevent these quote-unquote rules from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to be in effect for the upcoming elections that Benson is seeking to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. The money raised on this Give, Send, Go campaign will be used to retain the attorney to prepare and file the lawsuit and fight to stop these, quote, rules from being used this election year. Thank you for your time and consideration to help Clerk Bishop fight for a truly fair and secure election of Michigan's next governor. Respectfully requested, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. Her email address is acclerk for Antrim County Clerk, acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. The Give, Send, Go Legal Defense Fund campaign just launched earlier this morning. So far, nobody has made a donation. It just launched literally about 45 minutes ago. Again, go to givesendgo.com. All one word, givesendgo.com, and search for Antrim County Clerk. You'll see the bright yellow business card. You'll see it right there, and you can read the story for yourself. Donate whatever you can afford. Maybe you can skip a coffee at Starbucks this morning, donate $5. Maybe you can skip a lunch, donate $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you can do, folks. It is imperative, absolutely imperative, that this money be raised as quickly as possible so that the retainer can be paid, she can sign the retainer, and the lawsuit can be filed. Now, looking at the calendar, today being April 30th, the upcoming election this coming Tuesday, May 5th, the special election for the 35th State Senate District? Well, there's not enough time to raise the money, pay the attorney the retainer fee, have him draft a lawsuit and file it in court to protect this upcoming election on May 5th. But we can definitely do this. We can definitely do this long before the August 4th primary. The attorney is going to be Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky. He's an attorney in Birmingham. His retainer fee, along with his hourly rate of $500 per hour, the money is going to go directly to him for this effort. She set up a special account to handle all the money coming in, and that's exactly where it's going to go. And if you want to talk to Vicky, text me Vicky, and I'll text you back her cell phone number. You can text her during the work hours of 8:30 to 5. That's when she's at the county building as the Antrim County Clerk. You can call her after 5 p.m. on her way home from work. Again, go to givesendgo.com and search for Antrim County Clerk. It pulls right up. This is something that Vicky has decided. She's prayed about this. She's asked God for divine providence, telling her what to do. And she very simply came up with the answer. Victoria, if not you, who? And if not now, when? She's hoping that this information gets out, that the media picks it up when the lawsuit gets filed. She's hoping that other clerks will join in the lawsuit with her and be the co-plaintiffs against Jocelyn Benson and these rules. However, if no other clerk is willing to put their name on the lawsuit, she's willing to do it by herself. When I talked to her about it last night, she said, I have got to stop these rules because these rules will have tremendous impact on our outcomes of our elections, both the August 4th primary and the November 3rd general election. And I do not want Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. She said she is going to fight this with everything she has, and she needs your help. Now, I'm going to pull up the website on my phone. I'm going to store the link in my phone. And if you're not able to go to givesendgo.com and search for Antrim County Clerk, just text me donation or donate. Let's go with donate. If you want to donate, text me donate and I'll send you the link. Read the story over. Read it for yourself, and then you decide how much you can give, and then share it with others. If I text you the link, share it with 10 of your friends. Let them read the story themselves. Bottom of the Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.